The Tafsir of Surat Al-Kawthar, Chapter 108, which was revealed in Al-Madinah, and they also say in Mecca.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful.
Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar, fasalli li rabbika wanhar, inna shani'aka huwal abtar.
Translation: Verily, we have granted you Al-Kawthar. Therefore, turn in prayer to your Lord and sacrifice. For he who hates you, he will be cut off. Al-Quran, Chapter 108, Verses 1-3. Muslim, Abu Dawood, and An-Nasa'i all recorded from Anas that he said, while we were with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the masjid, he dozed off into a slumber. Then he lifted his head smiling. We said, O Messenger of Allah, what has caused you to laugh? He said, verily a surah was just revealed to me. Then he recited Surah Al-Kawthar. Verily, we have granted you Al-Kawthar. Therefore, turn in prayer to your Lord and sacrifice, for he who hates you, he will be cut off. Al-Quran, Chapter 108, Verses 1-3. He then said, do you all know what is Al-Kawthar? We said, Allah and His Messenger know best. He said, verily, it is a river that my Lord, the Mighty and Majestic, has promised me, and it has abundant goodness. It is a pond where my ummah will be brought to on the Day of Judgment. Its containers are as numerous as the stars in the sky. Then a servant of Allah from among them will be prevented from it. And I will say, O Lord, verily, he is from my ummah, followers. Then he, Allah, will say, verily, you do not know what he introduced or innovated after you. This is the wording of Muslim. Ahmad recorded this hadith from Muhammad bin Fudail, who reported from Al-Mukhtar bin Fulful, who reported it from Anas bin Malik. Imam Ahmad also recorded from Anas that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I entered paradise and I came to a river whose banks had tents made of pearls. So I thrust my hand into its flowing water and found that it was the strongest smell of musk. So I asked, O Jibreel, what is this? He replied, this is Al-Kawthar, which Allah the Mighty and Majestic has given you. Al-Bukhari recorded this in his Sahih, and so did Muslim, on the authority of Anas bin Malik. In their version, Anas said, when the Prophet ﷺ was taken up to the heaven, he said, I came to a river whose banks had domes of hollowed pearl. I said, O Jibreel, what is this? He replied, this is Al-Kawthar. This is the wording of Al-Bukhari. Ahmad recorded from Anas that a man said, O Messenger of Allah, what is Al-Kawthar? He replied, it is a river in paradise which my Lord has given me. It is whiter than milk and sweeter than honey. There are birds in it whose necks are long like carrots. Umar said, O Messenger of Allah, verily, they, the birds, will be beautiful. The Prophet ﷺ replied, the one who eats them, that is the people of paradise, will be more beautiful than them, O Umar. Al-Bukhari recorded from Sa'id bin Jubair that Ibn Abbas said about Al-Kawthar, it is the good which Allah gave to him, that is the Prophet. Abu Bishr said, I said to Sa'id bin Jubair, verily, people are claiming that it is a river in paradise. Sa'id replied, the river which is in paradise is part of the goodness which Allah gave them. Al-Bukhari also recorded from Sa'id bin Jubair that Ibn Abbas said, Al-Kawthar is the abundant goodness. This explanation includes the river and other things as well, because the word Al-Kawthar comes from the word Kathra, that is abundance. And it, Al-Kawthar, linguistically means an abundance of goodness. So from this goodness is the river in paradise. Imam Ahmad recorded from Ibn Umar that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Al-Kawthar is a river in paradise whose banks are of gold and it runs over pearls. Its water is whiter than milk and sweeter than honey. This hadith was recorded in this manner by At-Tirmidhi, Ibn Majah, Ibn Abi Hatim, and Ibn Jarir. At-Tirmidhi said, Hasan Sahih, then Allah says, Therefore turn in prayer to your Lord and sacrifice. Al-Quran, chapter 108, verse number 2. Meaning, just as we have given you the abundant goodness in this life and the hereafter, and from that is the river that has been described previously, then make your obligatory and optional prayer and your sacrifice of animals solely and sincerely for your Lord. Worship Him alone and do not associate any partner with Him, and sacrifice pronouncing His name alone without ascribing any partner to Him. This is as Allah says, Say, Verily, my salah, my sacrifice, my living, and my dying are for Allah, the Lord of all that exists. He has no partner, and of this I have been commanded, and I am the first of the Muslims. Al-Quran, chapter 6, verses 162-163. Ibn Abbas, Ata, Mujahid, Ikrimah, and Al-Hasan all said, This means, with this the Budr should be sacrificed. Qatadah, Muhammad bin Ka'ab al-Qurazi, Ad-Dahaq, Al-Ra'bi, Ata' al-Qurasani, Al-Hakam, Ismail bin Abi Khalid, and others from the Salafers all said the same. This is the opposite of the way of the idolaters, prostrating to other than Allah and sacrificing in other than His name. Allah says, And do not eat from what Allah's name has not been pronounced over. Indeed, that is fisq. Al-Quran, chapter 6, verse 121. The next topic is, The enemy of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is cut off. Allah says, For he who hates you, he will be cut off. Al-Quran, chapter 108, verse number 3. Meaning, Indeed, he who hates you, O Muhammad, and he hates what you have come with of guidance, truth, clear proof, and manifest light, he is the most cut off, meanest, lowliest person who will not be remembered. Ibn Abbas, Mujahid, Sa'id bin Jubair, and Qatada all said, This ayah was revealed about Al-As bin Wail. Whenever the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would be mentioned in his presence, he would say, Leave him, for indeed he is a man who is cut off having no descendants. So when he dies, he will not be remembered. Therefore, Allah revealed this surah. Shamir bin Atiyah said, This surah was revealed concerning Uqbah bin Abi Mu'ayth. Ibn Abbas and Ikrimah have both said, The surah was revealed about Ka'ab bin Al-Ashraf and a group of disbelievers of the Quraysh. Al-Bazzar recorded that Ibn Abbas said, Ka'ab bin Al-Ashraf came to Mecca and the Quraysh said to him, You are the leader of them, the people. What do you think about this worthless man who is cut off from his people? He claims that he is better than us while we are the people of the place of pilgrimage, the people of custodianship of the Kaaba, and the people who supply water to the pilgrims. He replied, You all are better than him. So Allah revealed, For he who hates you, he will be cut off. Al-Quran, chapter 108, verse number 3. This is how Al-Bazzar recorded this incident and its chain of narration is authentic. It has been reported that Ata said, This surah was revealed about Abu Lahab. When a son of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam died, Abu Lahab went to the idolaters and said, Muhammad has been cut off, that is from progeny, tonight. So concerning this, Allah revealed, For he who hates you, he will be cut off. Al-Quran, chapter 108, verse number 3. As-Suddi said, When the male child of a man died, the people used to say, He has been cut off. So when the sons of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam died, they said, Muhammad has been cut off. Thus Allah revealed, For he who hates you, he will be cut off. Al-Quran, chapter 108, verse number 3. So they thought in their ignorance that if his sons died, his remembrance would be cut off. Allah forbid. To the contrary, Allah preserved his remembrance for all the world to see, and he obligated all the servants to follow his law. This will continue for all of time until the day of gathering and the coming of the hereafter. May the blessings of Allah and His peace be upon him forever until the day of assembling. This is the end of the tafsir of Surah Al-Qawthar, and all praise and blessings are due to Allah.